It's Monday, July the 13th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in the Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm it.
Oh!
I thought we were going in order, man.
Just because you're in the second chair doesn't mean you're now.
I don't know, man. He sat in the second chair.
Fuck! Alright, go.
I'm Vince.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode is very special.
We have a special fourth chair.
We do. Fourth chair, would you like to introduce yourself? Thank you. That is, if you haven't realized, that's Combiner Wars Devastator.
Came all the way.
He came all the way from a manufacturing plant in China and then shipped here via Walmart's delivery service.
How do you like it here in Canada, Mr. Devastator?
That's great. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a voice. He can only talk in ratchet joints and clanging plastic.
Oh, you're drunk. Go home, Devastator. I ruined Devastator.
He bent a leg too far back.
It's like...
No!
Oh, what's that?
This is a great audio show right now.
Like this?
Just leave, yeah, there.
Got it.
Oh!
Why is this... Man, he is drunk.
Yeah, man.
Why is this loose?
Oh, that's why it came out? Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Oh, it locks.
Yeah. There we go.
Uh-huh.
It just locks in place.
He's got his toes back.
Oh! There we go. After all the clicking and clanging, we're back. All
right, new rule: don't touch Devastator for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. Instead, okay. Anyways, thanks for being here, Devastator. You'll notice someone isn't here.
Blavin
isn't here this week.
What?
I know
he was here.
He was supposed to be here,
mm-hmm.
But there was a scheduling issue, and fortunately, he couldn't make it.
Living that working life, you know.
Yeah, making top dollar.
The toppest of dollars.
Top dollar. Yeah, I was looking at his thing. Oh! I just got an email saying some sort of limited time sale. That's why.
What?
Yeah. It's like a special...
Oh, yeah, the flash sale.
Yeah, flash sale.
Where it's from like 5 to...
midnight.
Something.
I heard he was working inventory. Like, he's counting everything in the store.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yes, that would make more sense. I guess his flash sale's online only.
Yeah.
All right, then.
We solved that problem.
Yeah. Why ask him when we have fucking Sherlock detective skills?
I've watched the BBC season at least once.
Yeah, so unfortunately he's not going to be able to regale us with tales of his trip to Montreal and Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he'll tell us all about it when he returns. And we look forward to that. Anyways, there's no big review this week. There's nothing really on that level. Instead, what we have
is Devastator.
It's Devastator, but this past weekend was the biggest nerd show in America.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's the biggest nerd show in the world. I don't think there's anything bigger.
Is it? Does it start with an S?
Yeah.
Does it end in a C?
No, it ends in an N.
Does it?
San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, I was going for the short form.
Oh, okay.
SDCC.
Okay, yeah. San Diego Comic Con is this week. And there's a lot of news that came out for it. And although we have certain picks from one, I'm just going to say, if there's anything else you guys saw, feel free to throw it into the pot. Because we're just going to round table it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm going to start off. Obviously, I like San Diego Comic Con, not because of the movies and stuff, but because of all the merchandising that all the toy companies put out. And one of the big things that they were, one of the exclusives they were doing this year at San Diego Comic Con was Devastator.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between the Comic Con version of Devastator and the one that you have in front of you right here is that the front purple triangle shield is chrome.
Whoa.
Chrome purple.
That's cool.
Interesting.
I've always hated chrome, but I was going to put up like the $400 for it because I really wanted some version of this toy.
But then...
And because I know how Canada works, like, we usually get these things, like, months later.
Yeah.
But then, like, freak accident appeared on Walmart, and I bought it. And then I was like, hey, I don't need to buy that stupid expensive one.
Nice.
Lucky.
Yeah. But for toy reveals, there's a lot of like small things, but the only thing I'm interested in, I think I've shown you guys a picture of this one character before. She's relatively new. Spider-Gwen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with she has the with the hood.
Oh, the hood. Okay, okay.
Yeah, with the it's like an aqua blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're giving her a toy, and I'm like, whoa, that's so cool! And she's gonna come with an alternate head, which is just Gwen Stacy with blonde hair.
Can she stick to stuff?
No, but I feel like one of these days I'm gonna buy tiny, tiny magnets.
And put them on a Spider-Man toy.
Yeah, I'm gonna drill, and then I'm gonna drill a hole, and then yeah, just glue them in, and then magnetic Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool.
So it's pretty cool. So that was the only toy thing for me, I think, that I saw was really, really cool. It's only like a $20 figure, so.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where my thing started out. Did you guys wanna go on, or do you want me to continue?
I didn't see anything from Comic-Con.
Okay.
Excellent.
Obviously, because it's Comic-Con, things are going to get leaked, or quote-unquote leaked.
Uh-huh.
And the Suicide Squad movie trailer was leaked. Some dude shot it on his phone while he was in a panel.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, Jared Leto's Joker at the end of the trailer.
So this is the only thing I wanted to know that you thought, because I remember when this picture was revealed, I believe both... I think maybe Blade was a bit more harsh on it.
Okay.
But I remember you both weren't a fan.
Oh, yeah, it looks stupid.
And I didn't really care.
Okay.
So, what do you think now?
I still think, visually, he looks dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that little segment of Jared Leto was, really unsettling mm-hmm. in a way that I imagined the Joker to be. Right? He's not straight Heath Ledger Joker, where he's, this kind of, loose nutball. Like there's something physically loose in his head. He just seems like a criminally insane person.
Yeah.
Right. And for me the Joker, for what limited knowledge I have on Batman, the Joker for me has always been he's this person where when you see him, you kind of don't want to be where you are right now.
Yeah.
You want to be somewhere far away. Mm-hmm. Because just his presence is unsettling, and Jared Leto really pulls that off in movement.
Yeah.
Right. But if I break it down, and I still look at all those tattoos and stuff, and I'm like, oh, that still looks stupid.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was the small snippet was exciting.
They showed a lot of Harley Quinn in that trailer.
I'd hope so. I think she's the lead character on this one.
Okay.
Well, she's at least the most recognizable.
Okay. Yeah, and they showed a little snippet. There's a lot of people in that movie. They showed Amanda Waller.
Yeah, it took me a while to guess who that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's just eating a steak, talking about the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I was like, who's this black lady? And then, I don't know why, it took me forever to click that was Amanda Waller.
Mm-hmm.
I think in my mind, I was expecting, this huge woman.
Oh, did you not know who Amanda Waller was
before? I've always known Amanda Waller, but I've only ever known her as, the super fat Amanda Waller.
Oh, I've only ever known her as, the skinny
Oh, lady. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the skinny thing is pretty recent.
Yeah, I think that was New 52, right?
Yeah, but in classic Amanda Waller, it's huge.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
She's like Kingpin huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense if she's trying to...
Not tall, but...
Yeah. But I guess that makes sense if she's trying to control a bunch of people. But yeah, Amanda Waller in the New 52 comics, she kind of uses her brain more than her brawn. To keep those people in line,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a lot of things they have they have mini bombs in their brains, and they get deactivated or taken out when they've served their time and stuff. So it's a lot more technology focused for her. Well, I guess in the old one it might have been just brute force, but
no, it's the same.
Is it the same? Okay,
they had a choker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I guess if they had in the old one they had, or in the new one they have, it's they just put a bomb in their brain.
Yeah.
And if they get out of control, they just kill them, straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think the trailer looks exciting. I'm pretty hyped for it.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't... because the Suicide Squad is, it is these bad guys trying to do good, but they're not doing good because they want to.
Yeah.
They're doing good because they have to. Yeah. And I hope this movie doesn't try and turn the villains into, oh, I like these villains because they have, somewhat of a heart. In the comics, they're still bad people. They're not good people.
Yeah.
They're just, this dysfunctional family that has funny jokes because no one gets along. I hope it's the same thing.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure they're not going to try and make him good. I mean, I don't know. I I have a feeling it's going to be much like Game of Thrones, where you don't like any of these people, but you're still rooting for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it on this DC movie train, because the trailer that excited me the most was the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice trailer. I can't remember what you guys thought about the original teaser.
I thought the teaser was cool. Like it.
Yeah.
As teasers are, like, yeah. They want you.
Yeah.
They make you want more.
Yeah, I always had an open mind on this movie. I always thought, like, it could be good. I'm expecting it to be bad, but I have every reason to believe that it still could be something good.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I didn't understand from the initial teaser was there's a huge backlash. Everybody thought Superman was evil.
Yeah.
And I never got that impression.
From this trailer?
No, from that original teaser.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know why people thought he was some sort of, supposed to be some villain, but...
Yeah.
I'm glad this trailer confirms that it's more just superhero misunderstanding more than anything else.
Yeah.
But it looks like fun. There's a moment that Zod is doing laser beams out of a building.
Oh, okay. So that was a flashback scene.
Yeah. All it's right. From Man of Steel.
Okay.
Yeah. That's only cool you scene. Could see it from Bruce's side.
That was a cool scene.
And that building is Wayne Tower.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Tower in Metropolis. Oh. It's not the Wayne Tower.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's like they're off branch.
Yes. And that's why Batman is not sad Batman. He's mad Batman.
Yeah.
Because his people mm-hmm. and stuffs. There's a lot of really like interesting things in this trailer that I saw. The only scene or the most exciting scene was there's one of Bruce looking at a suit, and on the suit is like spray painted some words. I don't know if he recognized what it was.
Was it something the Joker related?
Yeah, it's like the joke's on you.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was the song too that was going on.
But did you see what suit it was sprayed on?
No.
It was the Robin suit.
Oh,
so that's the Jason Todd Robin, right?
Oh, he's gonna get wrecked.
So I was just like, oh, this could be amazing. But
I'm gonna get wrecked.
Well, the thing is, this is old Batman, so I think he's looking at, like, because he says in the trailer, I've been Batman for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I find the dynamic interesting that they're introducing, this is supposed to be like brand new Superman and old Batman.
Yeah, it's a weird time thing.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, for them to cross and meet. At the same time, Lex Luthor looks like a child in this still.
Yeah, it's that guy, that Facebook guy.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg looks like a child.
I won't lie, from the minute they said they casted him, I was skeptical.
Yeah.
I still am skeptical.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that sticks out like a sore thumb from this trailer, it's him. I'm just like, I'm not sold.
Especially that very end scene when he's like, oh no, the red capes are coming. Like, he's trying to be this creepy evil guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're just, no, stop.
No, yeah. It just doesn't work. I just don't think it works. They have the... Do you remember in the Man of Steel trailer when Superman's dad was
Superman's
dad?
His real dad or his Earth dad?
Jonathan Kent.
Oh, okay.
And he's given him an advice like a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember the advice was really controversial.
What was it again?
Something like...
Was it in a trailer?
No, it's in the other movie.
In the Man of Steel trailer. And it was in the movie, too. I can't remember what the controversial advice was, but people got up in arms because it was like, that's... Pa Kent would never say that.
Okay. Like, was it something ambiguous, like, gray area, not just straight?
Yeah, good? Yeah, it was gray.
Okay.
And I like how in the Dawn of Justice trailer, it's his mom that's giving him the same gray advice. Like,
you don't owe this planet shit.
Yeah, and I was like,
fuck. Mama Superman, jeez. Oh.
And I think looking around, yeah, that's the number one thing that's pissing people off. But I kind of like that it's a bit iffy.
And it there could be a chance where Superman does become this morally ambiguous guy in this movie universe.
Yeah.
But like, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
And I think that would make a lot more impact if he comes to this decision himself, rather that it being like fed to him through the people he loves. Right.
Yeah, there's always I suppose way to make Superman evil is always Red Kryptonite.
Yeah.
And that's cool to see Superman being evil, but it would be interesting to see Superman if he had this moral dilemma.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just this Boy Scout all the time.
Yeah. That's kind of why I don't like Superman, because he's a Boy Scout.
All right. Captain America?
Yeah, that's why I don't like Captain America, because he's a Boy Scout. But, yeah. It looks good. Some really intense scenes. I love...
Wonder Woman's in it.
Oh, yeah, she's in it. She looks awesome.
Yeah, she, like, clacked her things together and made a shockwave.
Her bracelets?
Her bracelets, yeah.
Yeah, she looks...
shorter.
They
show her in, like, a dress. Like, oh, like in a ball.
And then they show her fighting.
And then they're like, now I'm just Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She looks really cool.
She does look cool.
The bat suit looks cool.
Which one?
The full armored one, the anti Superman suit.
Yeah.
The scene when Superman rips the doors off the Batmobile.
Yeah, that's the best.
And they're just staring at each other. That was so sick.
I was like, oh, this movie looks incredible.
Yeah, that looks fucking that looked amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really hyped for this movie.
Yeah, it looks really good. Like, it kind of makes me like. It's like on par with Marvel movie hype for me, and like I usually don't get that excited about DC stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The last time I was hyped was the Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
But even then I was still more excited for like the Marvel stuff. But
yeah.
This time, looks good.
It's really cool.
What is the Robin suit?
Yeah, like you can see in the corner, right? There's a little R.
Yeah,
Jason Todd.
I always wanted like a whole movie to be dedicated to that storyline. The storyline of, like, him raising Robin and training him and him being, like, with Robin. And then the Joker just totally taking a crowbar to his face.
Have you never seen The Red Hood?
I don't think so.
You should watch that. That's
exactly what you want.
All right. I'm going to watch The Red Hood.
The Red Hood. And then after you watch The Red Hood, watch my favorite movie.
Which is?
Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker.
Is that... I think we watched... Is that the one that's in two parts?
Oh, that one.
Oh, Beyond. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The future Batman.
Yeah, so watch Red Hood and then watch Return of the Joker.
What's the movie we watched that's two parts and it's old Batman not giving a fuck?
The Dark Knight Returns.
All right, that's all. Oh, that movie's sick.
They actually just released an Ultimate Edition where they just stitch both together on one Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Those movies are awesome.
Yeah, because this is going to lead into my next topic, but I shop on Amazon. I'm like, oh, all these Blu-rays are just on sale. So I bought that one. I bought the Dark Knight Returns, the new one. I bought that.
Okay.
I bought Year One.
Okay.
That one was good.
And then I bought Return of the Joker.
Yo, guys. So, like, I was cleaning out my basement yesterday.
Yeah.
And I found a sick DVD copy of Batman vs. Dracula.
And wow.
We should totally watch it.
Is that animated?
Yeah.
Wow.
We should watch it. I've never watched it. I don't know why it's in my house.
Wow.
Why do you have
that? I don't know. I have no clue why that's in my house.
It was Anthony's favorite growing up.
I don't remember it at all.
It must have been.
It's a DVD copy, though. If it was my favorite growing up, it'd be on VHS.
It's your sister's favorite.
I guess.
Growing up.
I don't know why I have a copy of Batman vs. Dracula, but
yeah,
we should review that.
But so the biggest comic in Batman history is Dark Knight Returns.
Okay.
Like, that's the most popular one. Followed by Year One.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And those two had movies. Do you guys know what the third big comic one is?
Killing Joke?
Yes.
All right.
That got announced for a movie.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. You've read that one, right?
That's the one where he just paralyzes Gordon's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard of that one.
No?
That's how she becomes Oracle.
Oh.
Right? That's why she's paralyzed when she's Oracle. Because Joker just shows up, shoots her through the stomach, and it breaks her spine.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That got announced for the next... That's going to be the next DC animated movie.
Sweet.
What's the storyline with the Green Lantern where his girlfriend's in a fridge?
I can't remember.
What?
Yeah, like, the Green Lantern had a girlfriend and then someone figured out where he lives and then the villain of that storyline chopped up Green Lantern's girlfriend and shoved her in his fridge, so when he went to go get some food, his girlfriend was just in pieces in his fridge.
I don't know.
It's dark.
Which lantern?
Green?
No,
but... Oh, I don't know. I just know it was Green Lantern.
Okay, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so the Killing Joke, if you guys don't know, it's the one where Gordon's captured, taken to an amusement park, and Barbara has to save him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the Joker pretty much beats Barbara, strips her down, paralyzes her in front of Gordon.
Yeah.
In the hopes that Gordon will go psycho and become just like the Joker.
Yeah.
But so that movie's getting made, and I'm excited. At the same time, they also showed off the trailer for Arkham Knight's Batgirl DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
that thing looks so cool.
And it's Batgirl in an amusement park because Gordon's been captured.
Yeah.
And so you know she's going to get paralyzed. But Batgirl looks awesome.
Yeah, in that trailer she looks super sick.
I'm just like, whoa, shit, I need this.
Yeah.
And then I found out, you know, release date July 14th. For season pass holders.
Yeah, for season pass holders.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the week after for non-season pass holders.
Oh, it's not that bad then.
Yeah, but that comes at the same day as F1 2015, and you guys know I'm going to be fucking done with video games.
But you know what? You know what the most important video game comes out on Tuesday?
Wait. I can guess this.
What?
I can guess this. I think I saw an ad for it.
Did you say Tuesday?
Yeah.
This Tuesday?
Yeah. Coming
Tuesday? Way of the Samurai.
Nope.
No.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2016.
Oh, God.
With fantasy battlefield courses.
That was something dumb.
Can't wait.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I want that game real bad.
Wow. Okay. yeah, DC showed off that stuff. And then I think it was a lot more TV show oriented areas that I read up on, but there's nothing really interesting to talk about there. There is another spin-off show with the Arrow and the Flash, but it's an animated show.
Oh, okay. Didn't the Arrow get his new costume digs?
He did.
Yeah.
He's like more armored up. He's sleeveless.
Yeah.
Which is, it's fine.
It's a look.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got padding. Great. He looks more like his comic version now.
Oh, okay.
Because in the comics he has no sleeves and stuff. But yeah.
In the comics doesn't he have a giant mustache?
Not the... That's classic.
Really. Oh, okay.
And that one looks like Robin Hood.
All right.
But the current one is kind of like how he is now, like the short beard.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a new... Yeah, there's a new CW show, the spinoff of Arrow and Flash, except it's animated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're going to air this. It's called Vixen. And I have no idea what this is.
No, Huntress? Is it a Huntress show?
I don't know. But I thought I would put it out there.
FYI, it's on the table. Whoever knows, just let us know.
Yeah, just... Sure. Otherwise, I don't think Marvel was at the show this year. I remember they said they pulled out. They had nothing there.
there was a Deadpool trailer.
Oh, right, there was. Did you watch the leaked trailer?
I watched the leaked Deadpool trailer.
I heard it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. It was Ryan Reynolds being, like, a sarcastic douche. And then...
So it was Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There were a lot of funny jokes. There was a lot less looking at the audience type jokes than I thought would be in it, and that's fantastic. Like, there was like one or two, but it wasn't just full of Ryan Reynolds looking at the camera and being like, haha, isn't this funny in this movie? LOL. Yeah. Right? And a lot of the jokes did take place within the realm of the movie.
It's good to hear.
Which is nice. It's really nice to hear that. There's a lot of funny jokes in there. There's a lot of dark jokes in there.
It's rated R.
Yeah. And they had a quicker version of that scene that was leaked before, like a long time ago, where he's hanging on the...
Oh, the car chase
one? Yeah, the car chase one. So there's a shorter version of that with some new footage at the end.
Yeah.
And I also like the music choices they use for this trailer. They play Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa. And X Gon' Give It To Ya by DMX.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh,
it's so good! X Gon' Give It To Ya, like, throws a dude into Oh, it's so good.
What the heck?
Oh, that sounds exciting!
Oh, it's a great trailer. It's fantastic.
I like that. I want X to give it to me. I'm in.
Alright, yeah. Those are my two San Diego Comic-Con things.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not the biggest Deadpool fan, but I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
Yeah.
So
I like Deadpool, like, in spurts. Like,
yeah.
I don't like him all the time. Like, I like him once in a while.
Yes. I've always felt like Deadpool would be much better as a cameo in a big movie.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know how much I feel about him as having his own movie, but I know he's, like, the most popular character out there. So it only makes sense.
Yeah. Do you guys have any more...
Yeah, I'm just trying to go through it. Friday was the big day for Star Wars.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw. They didn't put any trailer out, but they had this like behind the scenes of the filming.
Okay.
That movie looks so good. Like, I'm so hyped for this movie. I think that's the most thing I'm excited for this year.
When does it come out again?
Christmas.
Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yeah. Tickets?
Tickets
to Star Wars.
The Force Awakens?
IMAX D-Box 3D.
Oh, all the...
Yeah. All the boxes I can check.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it looks nuts. I don't even know what to say, but they showed all the practical effects that they're doing.
Yeah.
And, like, the budget for this movie must be insane. But then again, Star Wars.
Disney.
Yeah. It's Disney.
It must Throw money at it until it works.
Yeah, they were showing, like, scale models. They were showing, like, all types of stuff. They're showing all the old characters you know. They have one scene where they have Han Solo just sitting down in the Millennium Falcon's cockpit.
Huh.
He goes to sit with it, and beside him is the girl, the Jedi girl.
Oh, wow.
Who everybody's just assuming is his daughter, right?
Hmm.
And she's like, I need this. Fucking need it.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. And I think... Oh, so after the Star Wars panel and, like, fun stuff happened, J.J. Abrams was like, my time's done, but if you guys want, after this, free Star Wars concert for everyone.
FYI.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And, like, that's great, right? Felt pretty bad for the guy who had to follow his panel.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a photo of everybody in the panel was, like, crowded on at seats. And then the guy who had to follow the Star Wars panel was Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Oh. Empty.
Oh,
the room was empty.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
But I mean...
Poor Kevin Smith. What was he there for? Like, what does he even have?
I think he had, like, a Q&A panel
thing.
I don't know what he had going on.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the two other toy-related things I remember now. And they're both TIE Fighter-related.
Ooh.
You guys know TIE Fighters, all right?
They're like, they go on ties.
Like, thanks.
And they fight each other?
Thanks. Yeah, they like fight knots. They fight wrinkles.
Darth Vader's ship. They use it to shoot down X-Wings.
Yeah.
So they're pretty, spaceships are big.
Spaceships are pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Hasbro announced,
1-to-1 scale TIE fighter.
No.
Imagine that.
No, so Hasbro makes like a line of 6-inch action figures, right?
Okay.
And they're like, we're going to make one. And they showed it off, and it's huge.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like a 6-inch action figure, right? And you got to fit that in a spaceship. It's big.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Jeez. So my Devastator here costs $150 American.
All right.
This TIE Fighter, they're pegging it at $200.
American.
Whoa.
And it's this big TIE Fighter from Episode 7. And I thought that was crazy. But then Hot Toys comes in. I don't know if you guys know. I don't know if you guys remember who Hot Toys
are. The maker of the most expensive toys I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're 1/6 scale. They're like, we're doing a TIE Fighter.
And it's going to fit 1/6 scale.
And it's going to fit 1/6 scale.
Oh my god, I just made that up. Why?
There's a picture out there, and it is enormous. Enormous.
Holy.
So you want that one.
I was looking at it, I'm like, that would be so cool to have. But I'm just not a big enough Star Wars fan.
What?
Also, where would you put that?
I don't know.
You hang it from the ceiling.
I have a feeling that if you're buying this, it doesn't even matter. You have a house big enough.
Oh, good point. Dang. I need to see this.
Yeah, so like, it was big surprise. The other thing they announced was a 1/6 scale, just the cockpit, the Millennium Falcon.
Oh. Hmm.
So you could, like, fit all your stuff in there. It looks really cool, but it's kind of just, like...
Just the cockpit?
Yeah, and it's
But what if it was a 1/6 scale Millennium Falcon?
Oh, that. You'd have to put that in your garage.
It's freaking huge. Jeez.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, like, the 1/6 scale tumbler from the Batman movies. They've made that.
Oh, really?
I think you showed me that.
That's really cool. Like, you need a whole coffee table for that.
It was massive.
Yeah.
It looked nice, though.
Yeah. Like, it's it's nuts. But I'm trying to look for the picture of this TIE Fighter. Because I want to... Oh, here it is. Okay, this is the picture I saw. Okay. And it's in a glass cage. Well, it's trying to fit in the glass cage. And
wait, is that the 1/6 scale?
Yeah, this is the 1/6 scale. See the guy beside it who's taking the picture? He's like...
That's as tall as him.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's messed up, dog.
Where would you put that?
I don't
know. That would be your you'd put it on its side, and that would be your coffee
table. Imagine recreating a fight scene.
Yeah, I hope the next thing they make is a 1/6 scale X-Wing.
And then 1/6 scale effect parts.
Yeah.
Like lasers and shit?
Yeah, lasers coming out. And
yeah.
Designate one room as your...
Yeah, like, where would you put that?
This is my Star Wars room. This is my Star Wars room.
I just think it's hilarious because they're essentially making this for, like, their action figure.
Yeah.
But the minute you jam an action figure in there, you're not going to see it anymore.
Yeah.
You're not going to care.
Yeah, you're just like, I got a spaceship.
Yeah.
That comes with some small toy.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a 1/6 scale AT-AT.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
What the fuck would you do?
Battle scenes.
Yeah. And then the tow cable thing.
No, the snow speeder?
Yeah, the snow speeder.
Yeah, that would be cool.
With real tow cable.
Real tow cable? Wow. 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 Yeah, I think that's it for me for Comic-Con. Those are things I can remember. I know they showed off a teaser to the new Sherlock series.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I think it's just a Christmas special.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, the Christmas special.
It's a Victorian...
Yeah, apparently it's out? Or it's come soon?
Soon, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's a Christmas special or if it's just
Victorian. I heard it's special. I heard it's like a Victorian Christmas special.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the new season's coming out next year? Or
yeah.
2 years from now? Was it 17 or 16?
It must be 16, because there wasn't one this year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But exciting.
Yeah, I really like that show. But I think a lot of it is like the fact that we only get 3 episodes at a time is why I keep wanting more of that show. Because they give me just enough.
They give you a movie trilogy? Oh,
mother effers.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have any more Comic-Con picks. I just have one non-Comic-Con pick.
Before we get to that, because you're going to throw in like heavy-handed news. Yeah. I'm going to bring it back to Devastator for a second.
Devastator! What's up, bud?
Devastator had his own trailer at Comic-Con for the new Transformers game, Transformers Devastation.
Yeah.
Oh. And it looks pretty hectic.
It looks like a Platinum Games joint.
It looks... Yeah. I've never seen Transformers move like that.
I like... The one move in those trailers that they always show is Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Like... turning into a car mid-air and then just gut driving into another robot. Like, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, because then, like, Bumblebee doesn't have, like, jet propulsion or boosts or anything. He's a fucking VW bug.
Doesn't matter.
But he's, like, doing air juggles in his car
in his mode. Car form.
This guy's awesome.
Optimus is drifting into dudes.
Like. Yeah. And then Devastator shows up. So the game looks like immense amount of fun, but I'm still fully expecting it to be, like, hot garbage.
Yeah, after that Legend of Korra game,
yeah,
I kind of have low expectations for like $15 DLC Platinum games.
Yeah.
Like, yo, $60, like, full-priced console games, Platinum, they got that in the bag.
Even that sometimes can be a toss-up.
I don't know. I think Bayonetta 2 is, like, my favorite game this year, period.
Was it this year?
I think so, yeah.
That was last year.
Was it?
That was last year.
That was last
I thought it was this year.
Last year.
Oh, wait. Well, still my favorite game this year.
Okay.
Okay. It transferred over.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks all right. Looks... I hope it's only like 20 minutes, and it's the best 20 minutes I ever played.
Wait, how much is this game supposed to be?
If it's like The Legend of Korra, it'll be $15.
I think it's around 30.
What? Oh, so they're like making it bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
Like, if it's an actual, like, half-fledged out game, like, sure, I'm down.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Just to see.
Yeah.
See what it's
like. I need to know.
It's got Devastator on the front.
Yeah, I need to know. I have to know what's going on.
Are you going
to
put the controller in Devastator's hand, see what happens?
Yeah, we're going to play together. He'll play with himself. I'll be Bumblebee.
Cut punching him in VW bug mode.
The air juggling Devastator.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, so you can totally bring the downing news.
All right, you guys get ready, get your tissues. So, some heavy-handed news came out. Satoru Iwata from Nintendo, president of Nintendo, has died at age 55.
Sad times.
It is sad times. He died on the 11th, so yesterday as of this recording. And, you know, it's a bummer.
I had no idea there was anything wrong with him.
Yeah, apparently he missed last year's E3 because of some medical stuff.
Mm.
But they never really told us anything other than that. So everyone's like, oh, he's good. He's sick. He's got a cold.
He just seems so happy all the time.
Right? Yeah. And then, so, like, it came out that...
It's Nintendo. Yeah. You don't want the president of Nintendo being, like, some sash.
That's true. That's true.
He was a company man to the end. Yeah, and so it's sad, like, to die at 55 and, like, all the, like, to just see him at E3 beforehand.
The puppet show.
That puppet show, though. Yeah. He died due to a bile duct growth. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
That just sounds bad.
Shoutouts to his family and
Nintendo. Just remember, kids, stay healthy, eat your vegetables.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Even if it's on a Wii Fit board, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, that's it. Just wanted to bone you guys all out.
Yeah. So where does Nintendo go from here?
They put Reggie in charge.
No.
It's never going to happen.
And he says, my body is complete.
I would love for Reggie to be the president of Nintendo. Nintendo?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. Japan doesn't work like that. He's an outsider.
That's true.
What if they hire Kaz Harai?
No. He's an outsider too.
To Sony?
Yeah.
But what if they do it? The Nintendo PlayStation can be real.
Oh, man.
I hope so. That would be something.
It was all part of their plan. They leaked that prototype version of the Nintendo PlayStation. Oh, yeah. And then they hire Kaz Harai, and then they announce the Nintendo PlayStation 5.
That's one elaborate marketing
scheme. Yeah, exactly.
How could they plan to Iwata's death for this?
It's perfect. It was all part of the plan.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I don't know where they go from here. Like, I don't know who else they would put in charge.
Because you never hear about anybody else.
Nope. Yeah, and, like, Miyamoto doesn't want to do that anymore. Like, he wants to make games. He wants to make more Nintendogs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, whoever it is, I just hope they make a new F-Zero.
You keep pushing, right?
Do you know they actually tried to make a new F-Zero?
And?
And they were going to outsource it. It wasn't going to be a Nintendo team.
Oh, okay.
They asked Criterion to make it. The Burnout Paradise team.
That would have been sick.
But Criterion was in the middle of making Need for Speed, and they're like, oh, we can't do it. We don't have the scheduling to do it because they do Need for Speed.
But they're done now.
They moved on to their next project.
F-Zero.
No, so they're like, oh, we can't fit in our schedule. So they put the project back on the shelf.
Aw.
But that would have been cool, right?
So close. Smashing through space billboards.
So close.
That would have been cool.
Every space intersection is a race.
But
imagine an F-Zero crash.
I think we're due for another F-Zero.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Well, there's that Kickstarter game I showed you.
That's Wipeout.
Is it
Come on. It's faster Wipeout.
Wipeout is not F-Zero.
And it's got boost pads.
Like, I love Wipeout, but it's not F-Zero.
F-Zero's cool.
Wipeout comes from, like, the world of Kinetica.
Oh, I love Kinetica. I'm gonna go home and play Kinetica. I own that game.
Why?
That game's good.
That was like a PS2 launch game, right?
Yeah, I like that game. You're like racing suits.
Why don't you just go home and play Wipeout?
I don't like Wipeout.
You like Kinetica?
I like Kinetica.
Oh my god.
Okay. In Extreme G Racing.
Oh.
You know the motorcycles where they like get into the motorcycles? Yeah. They have weapons.
Yeah, and you go up at walls.
Yeah, you go up walls and stuff.
Sounds like Light Cycles from Tron.
Pretty much.
It's basically what it is, only you're not stuck in the arena.
Yeah.
And you have weapons.
And you're racing at F-Zero speeds.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what it is, yes. But yeah, no. Nintendo, I'm sure they'll be okay. If anything, just get some more press.
That's a very business way of looking at it.
That's how Iwata would have looked at it.
Yeah. Yeah. He wrote up like a presser before, like on his deathbed. Like,
you watch. News of the NX will be revealed very shortly now.
True. True. Yo, but Kinetica. Just keep talking about Kinetica, man.
What if Nintendo's just like, 2016.
New Kinetica.
New Kinetica for the NX.
Yes! Oh, Insta-buy. Oh, I love Kinetica so much.
I think people would be like, what's going on?
People would be like, what the fuck is this?
People would be like, what's Kinetica? And then you'd hear me from my house being like, yes! Like, I'd be the only person on Twitter being like, fuck yeah, Canoe Connecticut.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, whoever takes away Nintendo, give me an F-Zero, give me a new Metroid.
Give me a new Connecticut. Let's go.
And
keep wishing. Yeah.
Let's move to our weeks, right? Unless we had anything else you want to bring
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. TJ, do you want to kick off your week?
Sure. So this week, I started watching...
I was going to guess it.
What did you think I was doing?
I thought you were playing more Final Fantasy IX.
No, I haven't touched that game in a while.
Oh, okay. All right, you were watching.
I started watching Yobi Musha Pedal.
Oh, nice!
Oh, you watched the biking anime!
Yeah.
Yo, that anime is pretty sick.
Yeah, that show's awesome! I love that series.
Like, I want to race now.
Yeah, you want a bike, right?
Yeah.
You're ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
So did you get to, like, Grand Road? Like, did you get to the new season? Or okay. The last one I watched, it was during their first race when the bigger guy got caught in the back of the pack. And they unison sang that anime opening to get to the front.
The princess song?
Yeah, the princess song. Oh, it was good.
Man.
Cool.
It's all about teamwork.
Yeah, it's all about teamwork. It's all about fast bikes. And
all about slipstreaming in the pack.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I've been watching the Tour de France. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did that start?
Yes.
I heard they put GoPros on the bikes.
Yeah, so you could see some of the... Because, yeah, I didn't realize this, but cycling's getting really big now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's what I keep reading.
Like, in the past year, like, it's just started to boom for some reason.
Oh.
That's why we have that anime.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, so you're watching Yo and Mr. Pedal. I'll probably watch it now, too.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's basically about this guy.
What's
so, like? This is how he gets into the club.
Oh, yeah!
So... Originally, he doesn't want to be in this bike club.
Uh-huh.
It just happened by chance. What originally happened was, he goes into high school.
Their high school, by the way, is on the top of, like, a mountain, pretty much.
Of course it is! How else would he build the energy to bike up there every day?
That's not how he builds the energy.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So he's trying to reform the anime club.
Right, okay, yeah.
And, what happens? Somehow he gets into a bike race with one of...
He doesn't realize
their
it's a bike
first
race.
Years.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to race you. Because one day, he saw him biking up, like, the steep slopes with a mommy bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, with, like, a city bike steel frame.
Yeah.
And he was, like, all upright.
He's like, how's he doing this?
And he beat him on the racing bike, like, while he's in racing mode. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he challenged him to a race. And to his surprise, he was able to keep up.
On the mommy bike.
And the reason for this is because... Ever since he was in fourth grade, he's been biking to Akihabara and back, which is like 90 kilometers.
From where he lives.
Every day of the week.
Wow.
So he's built up that
because he didn't want to spend money for the train, so he would have more money to buy anime shit at Akihabara. Yep.
So this origin story is just the sad loser version of the initial D story.
Pretty much. Right? You're not the cool tofu dude.
No.
Driving
tofu. Well, your dad's like, fucking deliver this tofu.
Also, this cup of water is here. Don't spill that shit.
Yeah.
It's so he could save money on train fare.
Yeah.
So he could buy more stuff when he got to Akihabara.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
But yeah, so he beats him. Oh, no, he doesn't beat him. He keeps up with him until the top. And then he realizes, oh, man, every time I race, I get so excited.
Oh.
So, one day, when he's on his trip to Akihabara, he meets another biker.
Yeah.
And this guy's just, like, an all-out sprinter.
Mm.
And he's hot-headed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his name's Naruko.
Colors his hair.
Red.
Oh. Awesome?
He also loves the color red.
Yeah, he's just obsessed.
Yeah. And he's sounds obsessed like, with speed.
Sounds like much of a rider.
Yeah. So, he cons... What's his name? The main guy into buying him Gundam models for his little brothers.
Oh.
But how they become friends is...
By force, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. He kind of forced him into it.
Okay. The redheaded guy is just like, I'm your friend now.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I like your bike. And then the next scene is them at a model shop. And he's just like, I don't have any money. Can I borrow some? And then the next scene is, I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
We're friends now. And then there's that ending scene where the red hot guy bikes up beside the car.
Yeah, because there's this guy driving up in like I'm just going to assume it's a Subaru.
Okay.
With a massive spoiler.
Uh-huh.
And he disrespects the main guy's bike by throwing his cigarette butt on it.
Oh,
so he just gets pissed off. And then,
his new friend, man.
Yeah. And then as they're biking on the road, they see it.
Yeah.
So they catch up to it.
Yeah.
So they can throw his cigarette butt back at him.
Oh, they hold?
Yeah. Yeah, he had it in like a Ziploc bag.
Oh my God, really?
So yeah. They catch up to him.
And throw it back.
And he forgets to throw away the cigarette butt back at him because he's having so much fun biking with his friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. And then after that, they end up joining the bike club.
Oh, and then...
And then you meet the upperclassmen who are...
Like, actually, there's hardcore.
Who are just hardcore.
Cool.
My favorite's the other hill climber. The green hair guy.
The long hair green?
Yeah, who has the spider climb.
He's weird.
Yeah. Oh, he's my favorite.
Cool.
I like the sprinter.
The main dude?
Yeah,
The leader?
Oh, no.
Oh, the big guy. The big guy, okay. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Your story reminds me of a story I had in real life.
When you were biking with your friend and you caught up to a Subaru?
No, when I was biking by myself and I saw some real pros and I was going up the hill climb and I was keeping up. And then my legs gave out. and then he looked back and he said, "See ya." And then he just kicked it into second gear and bolted up the hill.
What a beat.
They do that in the show.
Oh, and I was like, "Damn."
It's messed up.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, show's definitely good.
Cool.
You should check it out.
Okay, it's on my Crunchyroll queue. Sure.
It's on Crunchyroll.com?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I've been watching now. I've been so tempted to get a subscription.
Just get one. It's $6.95.
Just because I'm so sick and tired of seeing the same ads over and over again.
Yeah, that's the shitty part, right? It's like they have one ad.
Yeah.
But each ad break is like that ad over and over
Literally,
again.
Literally, sometimes they play the same, like, Heavensward like ad back to back. I'm like, what's going on?
They have no more ads.
It's between that and then another ad about teaching kids.
When I watch it, it's always, I just get the vanilla, I get the ad about Crunchyroll.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I always seem to get the Heavensward ad three times in a row.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I have a sub. I don't deal with this shit.
Sometimes I watch it in SD, so I get no ads.
Oh, see, I don't watch it anywhere except on my PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where I watch it.
And that...
It's just easier.
Yeah, that modulates it, so...
But, yeah. Other than that... No, that's been taking up a lot of my time.
Cool.
So that... It's pretty much my week.
Alright. Nice. I'm gonna keep it on the anime track. I've been watching more anime.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna regale you with the new stuff, though.
Right.
Because I'm catching up on old stuff. Stuff that I really like.
Like the airsoft gun?
No.
Thing?
No, that's new.
Oh, okay.
I've been... have you guys heard of this thing called Rage of Bahamut?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
When you posted that, I thought mobile game. And I was like, there's no way you got into this.
So I didn't put the subtitle.
Oh, okay.
Rage of Bahamut Genesis.
Okay.
So, okay. That makes more sense.
Still sounds like a mobile game, but...
Yeah, so it's the anime is based off of the mobile game.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
From what I understand, because okay. I know nothing about the mobile game.
Okay.
Like, I just know the mobile game has cards.
Is it a card game?
No.
I don't know. Okay.
It's just that...
I didn't know it was a real mobile game. I just thought it sounded like a mobile game.
No, it's a...
Oh, wow.
It's card-based.
Yeah, Rage of Bahamut.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. And this is like probably the greatest anime almost ever.
What?
It's like,
interesting.
Like even better than like GL?
No.
You said ever, though.
Almost.
Oh, okay.
Right. Keyword.
Almost.
Almost.
It is Pirates of the Caribbean in a fantasy anime setting.
Huh.
So if you think of it, that way, it's not the most original concept.
Okay.
But in terms of anime, it's the most original concept.
Because it's not power levels.
It's not power levels. It's not about some like young boy who's whatever. Like the main character is Jack Sparrow, where equal parts cunning and cool, equal parts selfish and kind of dickish.
Huh.
And the story is about gods and demons, and there's this dragon called the Bahamut who's gonna
mega flare on people.
He's gonna mega flare the world.
Okay.
And that's it's just a swashbuckling adventure.
That sounds cool.
And it's really, really cool. So the main character's name is Favaro. He's got a orange afro.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, he has a sword. He has like a dagger sword and a crossbow.
Dang.
He's got this really cool character, like a costume design. And his like rival is literally a knight in shining armor.
Okay.
Only he's a disgraced knight, so he doesn't have his armor anymore.
Is it not shining?
No, he doesn't have his armor anymore. Oh, he just has he rides a white horse and he wears like noble's clothes, but everybody knows he's a disgraced knight.
Okay.
And it's essentially like the show opens up and they used to be best friends, but the knight blames Favreau for losing his status.
Okay.
And so it is his never-ending quest to kill him.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. They explain it a bit more, but that's how it opens up.
It's a bit far.
Essentially, the background is there was this giant dragon, Bahamut, who destroyed the world.
Okay.
In order to save the world, the war between the gods and the demons was put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Satan turned into a lock. Zeus turned into a key.
Oh my.
And together, they locked away Bahamut.
Wow.
I also like how, like, Satan is accepted universally.
Yeah.
Through, like, all religions.
Yeah.
But God is always something different.
Yeah. Like, yes. And the lock from then on was given to the demons and the key to the gods.
Okay.
So that they would never come in contact again.
So he could never get out.
Right.
But
where our story takes place is there is a girl who is an angel.
Fallen angel.
Lucifer.
No, he's already on the demon side.
Oh. Okay.
He actually rules the demon side.
Oh, okay.
And under him is the...
Now that big S is gone?
Yeah. So yeah. Lucifer kind of just sits around like, what's up? And under Lucifer is Beelzebub.
Oh, okay.
And then on the god side at the top, I think, is the guardian angel Michael? Michel?
Whatever.
The saint that was Joan of Arc's saint.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She's in this also.
Oh, nice.
She's the holy knight.
Joan of Arc or the angel?
Makes sense.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Only... In Japan, they always call them Jeanne d'Arc, right?
Yeah. Is her name Saber?
No.
Okay.
It's not Saber.
Okay.
Saber's King Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Oops. My bad.
Yes. Anyway, so there's an angel who steals the god key.
Oh, no.
Thing is, this angel is special because she's actually an angel and a demon.
What?
And she can actively change
between... She's a Nephilim?
Sure. She can actively change between the two.
You made that up.
No, I thought that was like someone who's in between.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. Keep talking.
And now that she has the key, but she doesn't know why she steals the key. I think she's like something like brainwashed or anything.
Oh, so she didn't do it voluntarily.
Yeah, like she's sort of tricked into doing it because she wants to find her mom. And like, okay. So it's like a demon tells her, like, if you get this key and bring it here, I'll give you your mom.
Okay. Makes sense. So
and
far.
As she's stealing the key, she gets her wings cut off by, or one of her wings cut off by one of the angels.
That's in rough. Escape.
So she lands on Earth, and this is where she meets Favreau, hero. And Favreau's a bit of a playboy, and he likes to brag. And so she overhears him saying, "Oh, I know where Helheim is. It's like this far place. It's my next destination. Don't worry about it, ladies. I'll tell you about my monster story some other day."
All
right. And she hears this, and so she corners him when he leaves the bar after he's drunk. He's like, "Okay, I'll take you, but you gotta give me a kiss, and then maybe a little something after that."
Wow, guys pushing it.
Then he passes out, and he wakes up, and he has a tail.
What?
He has a demon tail now. And she's like, "Well, you said a kiss, then you'll take me. But to make sure, I put a curse on you, so now you're a demon."
What a bee!
Whoa!
And she said, "When we get there, I'll take it off."
By kissing you?
Yeah.
Huh.
And...
Jeez.
That's the setup. That's basically what it is. So it's this guy who, because of a stupid lie and his horny needs, he's on this adventure to take this half-angel, half-demon across the world, while at the same time his best rival friend Knight is out to kill him. Meanwhile, there's conspiracy and stuff in the background, and it's put together really well.
Do the pirate ships turn into robots?
There's no pirate ships.
What?
No.
Oh,
How is it a pirate show?
It's not. It's just a fantasy adventure.
There's just a pirate there?
He's not really a pirate. Well, some of them are pirates.
Okay.
And in order, they're bounty hunters is essentially what they are.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And when they find like a villain who could be a pirate, they could kill him and stuff, and then they turn him into a card.
So it's a TCG. Wow.
They turn him into a card. They bring him to the god who collects bounties, and they get paid.
They bring it to the comic book store, and they trade it in for store credit.
Oh, this is awesome.
Cash.
Oh, wow. Cash. This is a fancy store.
Yes.
Gold doubloons. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But no, it's so much fun. It's great. It is like, it starts out small, and then the end it goes to, we're going to save the world.
Okay.
And it's only 12 episodes, so it's really short.
Ooh.
They just announced a second season. I don't know how I feel about that. Because the way they have it wrapped up now is like, I don't know if I want a second season.
Universe ending. That's where it goes.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Nephilim is not half and half. It is. It is. It is if a god had a baby with a mortal. So they're sons of gods and daughters of men.
So like Hercules?
Yeah. He's a Nephilim.
Daughters of men?
Yeah. So I guess like whatever, I guess maybe like whatever god has sex with a human, like that's what the gender is. So if like Zeus has sex with a girl, then
it'll be a boy. Oh, I get it.
And then if Aphrodite has sex with a guy, it'll be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
At least that's what I gathered. I don't know if that's necessarily true. It's the internet. You can't trust it.
Let's go with that for now.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. And then because it was Comic-Con, the PSN had a store sale, a superhero sale.
Okay.
I bought Injustice.
Oh, nice.
The Ultimate Edition.
What's that get you?
Everything.
All the DLC. Every single piece.
Oh.
It was free on PSN Plus earlier.
I didn't have a PlayStation 4. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was $10. Bought it. Played it a little bit. I'm in it for the story. I don't know if I really like the game.
It's not... that game has a problem, like, in terms of fighting games, with stage interactables.
It's a lot.
Where the stage interactables are, like, so powerful. Like, they're unblockable. Some of them.
I noticed.
And, like, they do so much.
I noticed.
So that's how you win, pretty much?
But the thing is like, you can win if you can get to them. Because, like, later on in the story, the AI get pretty hard.
Yeah.
And they just, like, know how to use those stage interactables. Yeah.
I don't know if I like the fighting mechanics of that game.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
If you don't like Mortal Kombat.
I don't like Mortal Kombat.
I don't know what to say,
like,
but...
I like the fiction... Nah, I don't know if I like the fiction Mortal Kombat.
The fiction in Mortal Kombat's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the greatest.
Like... Mm-hmm. But the fighting mechanics, like, when it says down forward, they mean down forward.
They literally, it's not quarter circle, it's down and forward.
Yeah. And the speed that you need to throw those in are a lot quicker than I thought they would be.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, how come I'm not hitting these combos? I'm like, oh, I really gotta, like, flash input them in.
Yeah, and it's those games, those Marvel type, or those Mortal Kombat type games, it is about, button strings, so like you ever see like the string combos,
yes,
where it's like press all the buttons,
yes,
in the direction. So it's that into a special usually if you want to start beginner style.
Yeah,
and then the advanced stuff is super hard because it's all air juggling.
I noticed. Jeez. It's all air juggling. It's a lot of those, like, they have their version of cancels, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they have some cancels. They have like,
and they have special cancels and stuff.
Yeah, special cancels. They have like special wake ups.
Yeah, special wake ups.
And I was just like, well, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Here.
That's too much.
There's a lot of, like, little mechanics that, like, they don't seem confusing if I tell you them. But, like, when it's all culminated into the match, like, you kind of get overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was like,
there's the wager system.
Yeah, I was like, what? I don't even understand how that works.
I think, like, I beat the game and I don't even know. I think it's, like, when you guys clash, you bet stock.
Yeah, you bet your super
stock. You bet your super stock. And whoever bets more wins? Like, I don't know. Like, so it's like a thing, it's like a gambling system of, I can pick three if I have three,
yeah,
but then I have no meter, right? And so I have nothing to fight you with after the wager, yes, right? But there's also the chance that we both get three, and then it's just a moot point, and we both lose all our stuff, right?
Yes.
And so there's a lot of time of, like, I want to bet two because I want a meter afterwards, or there's stuff like, I only have half a bar filled, so I can't bet anything, so I just lose.
Yep.
Right. It's a weird system. And I don't know what instigates a wager.
There's a it's a button string that you have to hold.
Oh, is it really?
I just don't know that, because you have to hold it either when you're blocking or just after you're blocking.
Huh. Okay.
But
what the heck?
Yeah. I don't, the game's weird. I think, but I like the story mode because it makes you play all the characters. It's the same way with the MK9 story.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when I played it, it wasn't done downloading the story, so I just went to practice.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of characters I just don't like.
Yeah, that's the problem with those things, but, the story mode is never insanely hard, unless you're facing up.
Yeah, I just want to do the story. That's what I got. I figured $10, I could do the story, I could do some of the DLC story.
In the main story, the DLC characters do not show up.
Which saddens me, because of all the characters I've played, I think Batgirl's my favorite.
Batgirl's also the topest of tier.
Oh, is she?
Apparently. At last check, she was mad broken.
Okay, because I was Batgirl's awesome.
Yeah, Batgirl's real good.
I was like, holy shit. Because the tutorial, they make you play Batman. I'm like, oh, Batman's kind of boring. Like, he's not really my character. But you put in Batgirl, I'm like, wow. Batgirl's
crazy. Got a motorcycle. Doing stuff.
Yeah. And, she either has always bat claws out.
Yeah.
Or she has electric knuckles.
Yeah.
So she can punch through your guard.
Yeah. My favorite thing in that game is the stage transitions.
Yeah.
Like if you punch the person with a heart attack to the side at the end of the stage, they'll transition through. Like in the what is it? Arkham Asylum. Like it goes like the crocodile and the penguin there and they do stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's exciting stuff. I'm going to start the story soon. Hopefully. I think.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. There's a lot of costumes.
Yeah, there are a ton of costumes.
And the shitty thing is, when you're in the menu, you're picking a character, you can't tell what the costumes are.
Yep.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So that was the same problem Street Fighter 4 had. Like, when you bought alternate costumes, it doesn't show what the costume looks like on
your screen. You gotta wait till you're in the match.
You gotta wait till you're in the match.
It'll say what it is.
But you don't know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. And, And Batman and Superman have a billion costumes.
Oh, that sucks.
There's only some I knew, Cyborg Superman. I know who that is. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so after I finished the story, I went on YouTube and I looked at a YouTube video of all the costumes. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
The best. So, yeah, the two characters I like are Batgirl and Green Arrow.
Okay.
Green Arrow is a costume that matches a CW Green Arrow.
Oh, nice. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I never went. I would see. The Green Arrow was my favorite character to play in that game. Yeah.
He's fun.
He's got all the arrows.
Yeah. And he's pretty quick. I thought I would like Harley Quinn more, but she's weird.
Yeah. Well, she herself is weird.
Yeah, but that's why I like her.
She look crazy.
So what's that? Everybody has a second costume that says insurgency or regime. What is that?
I don't know what that is, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I didn't know if
I don't know if it's a comic thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense to me. But, yeah, Injustice, $10. I guess it couldn't go wrong. Definitely looks like a PS3 game.
You're not playing on PS... Oh, you got it on PS3.
No, I got it on PS4.
Oh, okay. But it just looks like an up-res PS3 game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At least, that's what I think it looks like.
Yeah, it's not the greatest of quality.
I'm coming off of Arkham Knight, so...
That game looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
I think so. I mean...
Nothing.
F1 2015 came out in all PAL regions on the 10th.
So you imported it.
No. How am I going to play that?
What are you talking about? You can play PAL games now.
No.
Can't you?
No.
Is the refresh rate still a thing?
The region lock?
Oh, region lock. It's region locked?
The PS4?
No, it's not region locked. I'm playing all my PS4 games. I'm playing my Nihonji games on my PS4.
No. Regions what? Japan and North America now share the same region.
Oh!
For Blu-rays, they share the same regions now.
Oh, okay.
But for thing, they don't.
Stupid Europe.
So, I don't watch Twitch. Yo, I've been watching Twitch.
See all the... Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I'm like, I need to see...
I guess you can't spoil the story.
No, you can't! You just watch people race around in circles!
Yeah. Is it a lot of people with, racing wheels on Twitch?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do they have those, Racer RX computer chairs?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. But I know when in their mic, I can hear the clicking from the paddles.
Oh, okay.
It kind of sounds sad because you're click, click.
Yeah.
Click,
and then you like hear them click too early. You're like, fucking amateurs.
Like, none of these kids can drive.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that doesn't come out until the 21st here.
Ooh.
Same day as Batgirl DLC, so.
Are you getting it on PS4 as well?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am. Where else would I get it?
Xbox?
No, I don't think so. I heard that version has a bit of problems.
I don't know.
Because it was lower on horsepower. Yeah. Ha, ha.
Ha!
Ha, 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 ha. I'm so good.
I'm going to push Devastator down for that.
Yeah. No, it's, pretty hyped. But from what I tell, that game is one monumental step forward and 5 leaps back.
What?
Yes. From everything I've seen, that's what that game looks like.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess we'll learn about what that means later.
I can tell you now.
Man.
All right. Let's move on then.
Guys, I have a problem.
Tsum Tsum is a problem.
I have a problem.
There's an easy
solution. So I'm going to come out in public. I got to admit this.
How much money did you throw on Tsum Tsum? Oh!
Oh, no.
I spent $10.
$10?
I spent $10. I feel bad.
Why? What did you think you needed to spend $10 on?
They had a...
You fucking whale?
What? Whale? Hold on. I spent $10,000. I spent $10. They have some sort of
deal going on.
Yeah, there's a deal going on with rubies, which is their in-game currency. Where I got instead of 30% bonus, I got a 60% bonus. So, I bought some rubies, and then also, they have a Frozen theme going on.
Oh my god!
So like when you buy the premium box for new characters, you have a higher chance of getting a Frozen character or a special edition Frozen character. So I got, like, they're Anna and Elsa are in it, right?
Yeah.
But I got birthday Anna.
Is that good?
So her avatar is different, and I think she plays exactly the same as regular Anna.
So she's not that great?
I don't know. But I'm making, like, quadruple the coins now, and I don't need to put any more money into this game. But yeah, so people who don't know, like, Tsum Tsum is this mobile game. It runs through the social app Line. Which is just, think of it like a WhatsApp or a BBM. Mm-hmm. And how it works, it is a Disney game where there are five Disney characters, and they drop down into this machine, kind of. And you have to drag your finger matching up at minimum of 3 Tsum Tsums. And then that blows them up, more Tsum Tsums drop down. If you trace a large line of Tsum Tsums, you can get a bubble, and the bubble like blows up the immediate area of Tsum Tsums, mm-hmm. automatically getting points. And then you have a lead character, and your lead character is one you set before the match, and each lead character has a specific move. So the first one you get is Mickey. When you line up a bunch of Mickeys, the power thing is there. You mm-hmm. click it, and for Mickey, he takes his glove and he paws the center of the screen, mm-hmm. and it blows up all the Tsum Tsums his paw touches. For Anna, it turns random Tsum Tsums on the screen into Elsa, but you can connect Anna's to these special Elsas, and then when you hit the Elsas, they blow up where they are and blowing up surrounding mm-hmm. Tsum Tsums. And then you get points and coins, and everything runs on a heart system, so like every time you play the game, you lose a heart, and then it recharges later. Your friends can send you hearts.
How long does it take for one heart to recharge?
For one heart?
Is it half an hour?
No, I think it's...
15 minutes?
I think it's 15 minutes. Which isn't too bad. Especially if you have friends playing. So, like, the friends I'm playing with, like, they play. They're good. And, like, I can't beat them. They're good. But they're constantly giving me hearts. So, like, if your friends give you hearts while you're at full hearts, you get a surplus.
Oh, it just
keeps going up. Yeah, so it just keeps going up. But, yeah, it's fun. It's bad. But it's fun. It's good. Oh, it's so good.
You should get out now.
It's bad for me.
It is bad.
It's bad for me, uh-huh. but it's a good game.
You've already spent $10.
I spent $10. It's the first time I've ever spent money on, like, in-app purchases in a mobile game.
You spent $10.
I spent $10.
It felt good opening those packs, didn't it?
Oh, it felt so good.
Yeah, it's not going to stop.
I got the rabbit from fucking Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
his powers, he stops time because he's late for a very important date.
Oh,
doesn't that make sense? Yeah, I got Belle. She ball dances with the beast across the screen in a heart pattern, and any tsum-tsum she dances over gets blown up.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, it's so good. And it also doesn't help that all I've been listening to lately is Disney music. So like I'm listening to Disney music while playing Disney tsum-tsum on my phone.
It's never gonna end.
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
You guys should all try it out.
No.
It's actually pretty fun.
I'm good.
No.
Please?
No.
Can you guys at least get lines so I can invite you to play it? No. So I can get more coins?
No.
Man.
No.
What do you need these coins for?
For cases.
What do you need cases for?
To get new characters. Because you buy boxes. There's like a normal box and a premium box. And they're presents.
So you're buying deck boxes now?
Well, you get one. You don't get a bunch. You only get one per box.
That's it?
Oh, that's the shady thing of this. So, each tsum-tsum has your skill, right? Has the skill I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Those skills, they also have levels. So every time you play with them, they increase in level.
Mm-hmm.
And then their points, when you blow them up, are worth more. Right?
Okay.
But the thing is the random tsum-tsums you get, so you have your lead character, which you pick, but the other four are random.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be characters you don't have. Then your score will be lower than, say, you somehow got around where you got all characters you have and are leveled up.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it'll be easier to get points that way. The other thing is they have a skill level, so their skill can be upgraded. The only way you can upgrade their skill is if you buy a box and you get a duplicate. So when you buy a box, it is not guaranteed for you to get a new tsum-tsum.
This is where they grab your money.
Yeah, it is... It is a chance to get a new tsum-tsum. Or if you're only looking to upgrade and say you have a premium box, like say you have just happen to have Birthday Anna, right? Just out of random chance. And you're trying to upgrade Birthday Anna's skill.
Oh my gosh.
That list of premium characters is so big and always growing that you constantly have a less and less chance of getting that character to upgrade the skill. Also, to upgrade your skill from 1 to 2, you need to get a duplicate twice. To upgrade your skill from 2 to 3, you have to get a duplicate 4 times. Right? So you have to get a 6th duplicate.
Man.
Whatever.
Dude.
I
think you should just stop now.
It's real fun.
Seems like a pay-to-win game.
It's so like I did pay that $10 and I got that character. But like now, I'm making enough coins to where I feel I get a constant enough flow of coins to where I never need to buy rubies ever again. Like, cause so each a regular box is 10,000 coins, mm-hmm. and a premium box is 30,000 coins,
mm-hmm.
but I'm making like 700 coins a match, and then that on top of like there's daily bonuses, you get extra 500 coins.
Because it doesn't sound like a lot.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but it adds up if you play. And like then there's like daily bonuses where like if you complete 3 challenges, you get 500 coins per challenge. Right now there's like a login bonus thing going on. So if you log in for consecutive days in a row, you get bonuses, and mm-hmm. those are usually coins. If your friend sends you a heart and you accept it within the hour that they sent it to you, you get a bonus 200 coins.
My goodness.
Yeah. So they're just kind of throwing stuff at you to make you play more, but it's giving me more coins. So yeah, tsum-tsum.
You spent 10 minutes talking about tsum-tsum.
It's really good! I really like it. And then the other thing...
Oh my god.
You're so angry.
I don't know what I'm more angry about. The fact that you spent 10 minutes talking about tsum-tsum, because this isn't the first time you've talked about tsum-tsum.
Yeah, but it's the first time I've dedicated time to it. Like, we've brought it up, but I never, like, I'm going to talk about tsum-tsum this week.
Yeah, I can't believe it's graduated to, this is a real thing.
This is a real thing now, and I just want to know that me and tsum-tsum are now serious about our relationship.
Like, just because you spent money on her doesn't mean you can invite her to the show.
Yeah, like no, like it's like a real product now, right? Like I can it's like I bought it on a digital store.
Oh my god.
That game was worth $10 to me.
$10. $10 this week. I wonder what's gonna be next week.
I don't know.
I know. That's the first
price. $500. The other thing I did is I actually watched an anime movie, Paprika.
Oh no. Wait. Huh? No, I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking Ponyo.
No,
there's... Ham! What?
Oh, no. I was thinking of something
else. What movie are you thinking of?
I know, it's a really messed up one that I couldn't figure out.
Perfect Blue?
That's the one.
I'm watching that next.
Oh, don't.
Oh, I'm saving that because Christian wants to watch that with me.
I watched it with him and it effed me up.
Apparently, like, that movie's super effed up. So it's by the same director, Satoshi Kon.
So it's probably equally stupid.
It's not as... Like, it's not dark. So how... This movie is apparently the movie that really influenced Inception. So what it is, it's about these people figure out a way to record... These scientists figure out a way to record people's dreams using this little head device.
That's exciting.
Right? Sounds cool. So you can watch your dreams back on a computer. But the next thing they developed is a thing to be able to share dreams. So you can enter a friend's dream.
As they're having it?
Yeah, as they're having it and dream with them. Right? But what happens is one of the scientists goes rogue and steals one of the machines. And he is using it to get into other people's dreams without them knowing, right? Because it's a dream world. You can do whatever you want. You can disguise yourself as whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is that people's psyches are being broke. He's making people have dreams in midday and making them kill themselves.
Oh.
So, like, what'll happen is, like, some people, like, what happened is that he made one of the doctors, he was in the middle of a speech talking to the boss, trying to figure out who did this or whatever, and all of a sudden he starts talking nonsense, right? And then it's apparent that it's like, oh no, he's having a dream while he's awake, and he doesn't know where he is, and he just runs and jumps out a fifth-story window,
right? Okay.
And so it's like dream terrorism.
Huh.
So what happens is it's... Instead of Inception, how Inception was about going into dreams and then dreams within dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Paprika is more about dreams merging with each other.
Okay.
So, like, my dream merges with your dream, but because we're merged, none of us technically own this dream.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't force ourselves to wake up from the dream.
Oh, okay.
And then also, there's an added layer later of, like, dreams coming into reality. And okay. The whole movie is trying to distinguish between what is a dream and what is real life, and the dangers of that. It's really cool, and as like the way they seamlessly splice dream sequences with reality sequences. So like halfway through the movie, you feel unsafe watching this. You don't know if any of the characters are actually where they think they are,
mm-hmm.
And they switch it up enough to where, like, some cases they are, some cases they aren't. And so it's never like, oh, this is obviously a dream because, like, all these past things have been a dream. Like, that's not necessarily a safety net mm-hmm. of what the past has happened. It's a really cool movie. Like, if you really liked Inception, it's a little more confusing than that, I would say. But I always hear people say, like, this movie is just, like, total bonkers and makes no sense. But, like, there's a good through line. And it's not as crazy as people made it out to be, for me at least.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really did enjoy that movie.
Good to hear.
Yeah. It's highly recommended. It's really good. Yeah. That's Paprika. Yeah. And so the next one for me is Perfect Blue.
Yeah.
Or Tokyo Godfathers.
Wow. Never heard of that one.
That one's about a group of hobos who find a baby. And they have to raise this baby.
Okay.
In Tokyo as hobos.
Got it.
That's all I know of it so far.
It's called what?
Tokyo Godfathers.
Oh, Tokyo Godfathers. For some reason, I thought it was called Tokyo Hobo.
Oh, no. Yeah. But apparently Perfect Blue is like super messed up and crazy. Yeah.
If you can figure it out, let me know.
Okay.
Is it like critically acclaimed as
a masterpiece? Satoshi Kon is... he had a short run of making movies, but he is known for every movie he make being some sort of crazy imaginative... piece of groundbreaking film.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, just like, well, this is like, you think of, people think of Inception as this crazy unique idea.
Oh, okay.
Right. But really, Paprika started it.
Yeah.
So I talked about a movie or a YouTube video, like it's a film analysis channel called Every Frame a Painting.
Yeah.
He breaks down Paprika or Satoshi Kon's style of directing. And he mentions something like, there are, in Inception, there's something like 4 or 5 dream sequences within the opening scene, while in Paprika, there's like 12.
Oh.
Right? And so, like, he kind of just, he was the originator of it. It's just that people borrowed his ideas and kind of toned it down for a more general audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his movies are always, like, touted as being super great. And, yeah.
Cool.
He had a manga called Opus, where a manga creator gets pulled into his own universe because he was going to kill off the main character. And then the main character in the comic is like, no, fuck that. I'm going to steal your last panel, bring it into my world. And then he has to go within the world he created. And he has like this God complex of like, he created it and he's technically God. But he has this morality issue of like, do I really have the power to like, because while he's in there, he sees that they're just real people.
Yeah.
And he has this like morality complex.
Hmm.
Right. And it's pretty, like, all of his stuff is like really weird, artsy experimental stuff. So if you're not into that, then I don't know how much you'll get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no like power trips. There's no, it's fair. Everything's either very gray area or just kind of messed up artsy stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to try and get through all his movies. But yeah, Paprika is really good. I really enjoyed it.
Sounds exciting. How many movies does he have? 4?
I forget. I can tell you after the podcast.
All right.
Yeah, but he has a couple.
All right. Cool. Anything else?
More Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yeah, mowing through that.
Yeah.
I'm in a boring part now where I have to get skill upgrades because the story's getting kind of hard. So I'm like doing side missions where I have no clue what they are.
Yes. Right.
It's just like, because the guide is just like, go here, go here, go here, and I don't know what the story is.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That kind of upsetting.
Yeah. But it's, I'm getting there. It plays like a Yakuza game. There's no trophies in it, because this game came out, like, before trophies were mandatory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And,
this game's old.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I never knew how much trophies really...
What?
Pushed me to finish a game.
Wow. Sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Like, I really enjoy this game, but, like, I'm like, oh, if only there were trophies. Like, I'm looking at the other two that I bought, and I'm like, those have trophies. I could just play those.
That's fucking sad.
I know.
Man, you were lost to the fucking marketing scheme.
I know, right? It's
fucking, I need trophies. I need a pay-to-win option.
How does anybody know I played it if I don't have a trophy list of accomplishments?
You just tell them
you played it.
Oh, but I can't talk to everybody. I gotta tout my profile on the internet.
Oh, wow. How do you tell people you play DS games?
I tell them I play DS games.
Oh, there you go. I don't see the problem.
Same idea.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't see the problem.
But trophies, man!
I think trophies are more for yourself.
Yeah, trophies, okay. Yeah. Sure. I'm trying to justify it in like a social aspect, but it's just for me.
Yeah. You know what it's for? It's for when you turn on your PlayStation and you go to the menu bar that says trophies and you read the numbers and you're like, yep.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
I got like 4,000, 5,000?
All right.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I got a lot.
I couldn't tell you how many I have.
Level 21.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, honestly.
Like, does that mean you have 21 platinums?
No. I think I'm like,
that'd be interesting.
No, it does not mean you. It means you have, like, I don't know, like, each trophy has an experience point.
That you don't know what it's associated with. And you don't know
what it's associated to. It's like a mystery.
So who cares? Point.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Fucking wasted our time.
Guys, watch Paprika. It's really good.
Oh, yeah? That's you want to leave them with?
Yeah, like, seriously, because I know you guys aren't going to play Tsum Tsum.
Oh, I thought you were talking to the audience.
Oh, what? No, okay, yeah, no, okay.
That probably goes for all right, too.
Yeah. For the audience, yo, Paprika's real good.
Okay.
If you want to, like, take a gamble with your life, then play some Tsum Tsum. Try it out.
Oh, my God.
Like,
don't take that gamble.
Don't take that gamble.
Don't be that idiot.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, that's it.
You sound like a fucking Joker. He puts a smile on your face
when you match 8 Tsum Tsums in a row.
Oh, it does.
God, it does not. Let it go.
Let it go. Oh, let gosh, it go. No. Because I'm using frozen characters. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Everything ties back to Tsum Tsum.
That's the end. Ant-Man next week. Look forward to it.
Bye.